Welcome to an encouraging message from Pastor Sergei Gorakov, our pastor and missionary in Russia. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the Word.
Good morning. How are you today? I have an honor to share God's Word with you today. If we haven't met yet, my name is Sergei. I am from Russia. I have been serving as a pastor this year for 20 years and have been saved for 30 years. Jesus became my Lord because of your church. Thanks to the fact that 31 years ago your church sent a team, and of course Pastor Robert and Charlotte Benlen and their kids, they came to the Russia, and they came not in a very big place or a very big city, they came to a small city. The name is Karala. And I came to the church when I was a teenager. And my life was changed. Maybe later I will have more time to give my full testimony. But today, all my family here today, Nina, my daughters, and this time we came not for, we came for a little more than 3 or 4 weeks. We will be living and serving here for a while. We weren't looking for this move. But it so happened that Anya, who wanted our eldest daughter, who wanted to study here, was denied visa twice. The second time she was denied of a visa, even though she had her college admission documents in hand. And it was a difficult time for us, and we decided what to do. We prayed a lot, and we have several options. One of them to give up this idea. And we had option to try, to make one more try. But it's very difficult for Russians now to receive visa because we need to go to another country to be interviewed. So, and she had 2 rejections already. So the option we had, it was to make a work visa for me, so the only option left was for me to do a work visa, and then Anna and Lisa will get visas, they will permit them to study. But there was also a chance that I would be rejected, and I called to Pastor Ron, and I love our pastor, and he said, "Let's try." Let's try. It will be adventure. I said, "Wow, we need to move." He said, "Yes, let's try." And so we decided that if we will receive the document, we will try. And we will try to come and live and help our kids with their studies. And if not, we would give up on this, on the idea of studying. And here we are. And no, we believe that it's not just for our children. Maybe, we don't know, but maybe God brought us here for some reasons. And, you know, we want to be as helpful as we can to you and the community here. So if you need prayer, let me know. If you want to meet, I'm here. I want to be helpful. I want to serve. This is my heart. Okay, let's start. Maybe some people probably sit and think, how will this guy will be able to preach in English? You know, I'm interested in this too. This situation reminded me of how I was taught to swim. I and several other boys and girls in the first or second grade were selected for swimming lessons. And the coach who worked with us was famous in our city because she trained a Russian champion. So it was prestigious to go swimming and to have a coach like her. But there was one problem. I couldn't swim. And the first month, I used different things that helped me to stay on the water and not sink. She kept asking me, when will I swim on my own? And at some point, she couldn't hold it anymore. She came up to me and simply kicked me into the water. Really? Out of surprise, I screamed, fell into the water, and struggled in the pool while trying to swim. When I got out, she told me not to use all these things that helped me to stay on the water anymore, but to swim on my own. That's how I learned to swim. One year later, I was one of the best on the competition. Wow. Apparently, Pastor Ron decided to follow the same method. He just pushed me to you today. Oh, thank you, sir. Okay. So, I'm still holding on my papers, on my notes. Hopefully, one day, I will be able to swim my own, to preach my own. I need some time. But you can help me if you respond to what you like by saying amen, okay, or just nodding your hand. Okay. I will realize that you are following what I am saying. Okay. Today I want to speak about our focus. My topic is shift your focus. Shift your focus. And my English is not very good, so let's take a simple story and the most famous verse from the Bible. What is the most famous verse? Yes. Okay, let's read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Everyone, even people who don't go to church, know this verse very well. But perhaps not everyone knows the illustration that Jesus gave before this verse. Let's read it. John 3, 14 and 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. What kind of serpent is written about here? And why did Moses raise the serpent in the wilderness? And what is the story behind it? In the time of Moses, the children of Israel sinned. That's why snakes came. The snakes bit them, and many of them fell sick and even died. Just imagine, the agony and limitation of dying people could be heard all over the place. Death didn't spare anybody, kids, children, women, men, and old men fell sick and died. Even strong men could do nothing. People who were tired of the situation and needed a solution came to Moses and asked about healing. Moses went to God and began to pray. God spoke to him and asked him to make a bronze serpent and raise it up on a stick so that anyone bitten by snake who looks at the made bronze serpent on the stick can receive his healing and live. This is a story. What can it teach us? The snake is a symbol of devil, of all evil. And devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is coming to bite our life and destroy something in our life. Maybe even today he is trying to attack your health, your family, or your finance. Maybe today you feel like you are losing something. Maybe losing your kids or relationship with your spouse or your health or your finances. And you have no idea what to do. Friends, we live in a fallen world. And yes, there can be some snakes in our life that will be trying to bite us. Yes, even for Christians, life is not without problems. We can encounter suffering, sin, sickness, financial difficulties, problems with children and in families. We all encounter some sort of struggle in this fallen world. We cannot avoid it, but we can choose what we will look at, what we will focus on. Just like the people of Israel needed to look at the bronze serpent, we need to look at Jesus. Amen. Keep focus on Him. Just as children of Israel shouldn't have to look at their bites, but at the bronze serpent, we too, we must shift our gaze, our focus from our pain, difficulties, and problems to Jesus. Sometimes it's very difficult to do. Sometimes when you are in a problem, it's so difficult to turn your eyes from your pain. The problem is taking all our attention. We think about it again and again. You are thinking only about it, first of all, because it hurts, and also because problems are coming again and again. They are like snakes, coming quiet and unnoticed, and then hurt you unexpectedly. Just imagine how careful the children of Israel would be when they left the house every morning. What they said to their children when they wanted to have a walk. They had to always look down because snakes are too subtle. Through fear, the devil forces you to focus on problems. And maybe today you are focusing on diseases, conflicts with kids, or your sin. You are trying to solve the problems, and all the problems completely consume you. What we should do? Stop focusing on the problem. Hold your head up and shift your focus on Christ. Amen. I am not saying to stop doing what you can do for changes to take place in your situation, or to stop what you can do for your marriage, job, or your kids to be better. I am talking about the focus of our hearts. We need real faith in our heart. Fear forces you to focus on problems and be worried. Faith gives you peace and joy. Yes, we cannot see Jesus with our physical eyes. We look at Him only by our faith. We look by faith in His cross and His resurrection. We believe that He died for us and bore all our sins and curse. And because of this sacrifice, we are accepted and loved by God. And He is close to us, wishing to help and bless us. Because of the cross of Jesus, we can have the power of the Holy Spirit. He is always with us. And even we in a difficult place in our life, God is with us. We can go through any situation with Him. So our focus must be on Him, not on our problems, not on what enemy of our soul want to do in our life. Just imagine when the children of Israel were beaten by snake. It's difficult to shift your focus because it hurts you. But you need to shift your focus. You should change your mind, your focus, and look at the serpent. And you know, the children of Israel need faith to look at the serpent, because most of them couldn't see him. Why? Because just imagine, when the people of Israel were in the wilderness, there were about 2 million of them. Just imagine, 2 million people. What a huge territory would need for them. If I think correctly, if we take Houston metropolitan, it's about 2 million people, or without big Houston. So just imagine people who lived in tents in one level. What kind of stick Moses should have for people from farthest tent could see the serpent? So it's impossible for even a person with good eyesight to see it. It took faith. It took faith that the bronze snake was hanging there, and they were just looking at his direction and its direction. In the same way, we look through the centuries and see the cross of Jesus. By faith, we see that Jesus was crucified for us, for our sins and curses, providing God's love and blessings for us. Apostle Paul said that the cross of Jesus is the power of God. The cross of Jesus is the power of God for us. So it's important to shift your focus to the cross by faith and remind yourself it's a source of power. The cross of Jesus is a source of power. Not just great idea, not just a symbol of Christianity. It's a source of power for me, for my pain, for my struggle. And when we can shift our focus, we can receive that power. Amen. Yes. And when you look at cross, when you focus on Christ by faith, we receive power for our life. So the cross of Jesus is the power of God for us. And we can say, I am forgiven. I am righteous. By his stripes I am healed. I am blessed. I am loved and accepted by the Father. One day, I had a difficult period in my life. And every morning I decide to think about cross, about the cross of Jesus. I stood up for prayer every morning, closed my eyes, and I try to three crosses, and I focus on the central cross, and I said to myself, I am forgiven, I am righteous, I am blessed. And it changed my life in that period of my life. So if you are going through difficult times, focus on the cross of Jesus, because it's a power of God for us. Don't focus on your pain. Yes, snakes can come and can bite your life, can try to destroy something. But when you look at the cross, you receive the power for your healing, for your life. Amen. Amen. So we can focus on problem or shift our focus to Christ. Even psychologists talk a lot about how important it is to be able to shift your focus from the problems that captivate you. But they do not tell where we can transfer our focus. But Christianity invites us to look into the invisible world, to focus on the eternal, unchangeable, and almighty God who loves us immeasurably. Remember how it was said in these amazing Psalms. Psalms 121, the first and the second verses. I look up towards the hills. I look up toward the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who creator of heaven and earth. We have to shift our focus to help to come. For help to come. Notice, first focus, then help. Amen. I look up towards my eyes to the God, and my help will come. Or another Psalm, 123. I look up towards you, the one enthroned in heaven. Look at the eyes of servants. Look to the hands of their masters. As the eyes of a female servant looks to the hand of her mistress, so my eyes will look to the Lord our God until he show us favor. So I would illustrate this with following diagram. Focus, right thinking, right faith, right actions, and then your life can be transformed. Focus will transform your life. But if our focus is on difficulties and problems of this world, on what the enemy of our souls wants to do, we will be depressed in our thoughts, weak in our faith. We can't make good decisions, and our lives are transformed for the worse. Correct? Okay. So, focusing on the problem doesn't solve the problem. Causes worry, anxiety, and fear. Increases sins of guilt and hopelessness. It undermines self-confidence, paralyzes our faith and desire to do something. It affects our spiritual, mental, and physical state. Even our body can start to hurt. But focusing on Jesus brings peace and rest, gives righteousness and confidence, strengthens our faith, and faith make impossible things possible. Amen. Helps you in making good decisions to be victorious in any situation. And if you are going through difficult times, resolve for yourself to take time each day and turn eyes of your faith to God. Look by faith at the cross of Jesus and consider how much you are loved by God, how valuable you are that He gave His Son for you. Think that if God didn't spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things. Think of how much you have been forgiven. Think how much God wants to help you and bless you. And also New Testament, one more illustration from New Testament. New Testament gives us a very good illustration, a very great illustration of importance to to keep focus on Jesus. One day, Jesus' disciples were in distress. And he was walking in the midst of the sea. He wanted to teach them and us and all of us the lesson that when we think we are going to be beneath the waves, Jesus wants us to be above the waves. But how do we do that? And Peter showed us how. He stepped out of the boat according to the word of Jesus. And as long as his eyes were on Jesus, he could walk on water. But when he looked at the waves, he got scared and was below the waves and began to sink. What changed in that moment? What changed? The sea? Sea didn't change. The sea is represented our world. This world won't change for anyone. It will always have problems. Storms will come. Has Jesus changed? No. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What then changed that Peter began to sink? Peter's focus changed. Peter's attention shifted from Jesus to the raging sea. Raging, is it correct? Yep. So when the focus changed, life changes. When the focus changes, life changes. This is what happened in our lives. Friends, life is often like a raging sea. Sometimes you feel like you need to live and move forward in the midst of the storm. Correct? Yeah. The sea will continue to rage, but Jesus is nearby. And you need to look to him in faith. Focus our attention on him. The story of Peter also teaches us that good things almost never happen if you have a negative attitude. How does this apply in different spheres of our life? For our spiritual state, do any of you think about the fact that you are not always perfect in your behavior? Focusing on your weaknesses of your character brings a feeling of guilt, ruining the confidence to come to God. But when you look at Jesus and his cross, you know that all of us, every one of us, forgiven, righteous, we can come to God confidence and feel I'm worthy to receive the best from him. What about relationship with people? How does what we are talking about today help with relationships with people? Just think, when you focus on a person's shortcomings, over time you will not highly esteem him. Correct? But if you will be able to focus on at least one of his virtues, over time, you will be able to respect him. And only when you respect him, you can build a good relationship with him. Yeah? And what about your kids? Relationship with your kids? With your children? My suggestion is always emphasize the virtues, best qualities, and skills of your children with your words and attitude, not paying attention to the bad ones. So by focusing on the best in them, you will bring out the best in them. I like the attitude of Moses' parents. He was born at a bad time. He was supposed to be killed. But his parents hid him for 3 months because they saw the child was beautiful. Of course, every parent loves their child, but I believe they saw something more than just his beautiful kid. They saw the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Why weren't they afraid? Because they saw something beautiful in him. They didn't see death. They didn't think about death. They saw a wonderful fate and gave him into the hand of God, into the hands of God when they laid him on the river. So when you look at your children, do you see a wonderful destiny? Sometimes it's difficult because they don't want to do what we say. Or do you only maybe see their bad behavior and shortcomings and criticize them? Or what about yourself? When you look into your future, do you see God's wonderful plan? What do you see? The parents of Moses could say, he will die. It's a bad time. It's the worst day. But they saw beautiful in him. Beautiful future. It's not the bad time. It was their decision. It's our decision what we will focus on. What about our businesses? There are many situations in our businesses that hurt us. And when we focus our attention on how big the problem we are facing, we will have little determination to deal with it. That was what happened when the people of Israel went to spy the promised land. They saw the power, the giants, and were filled with the fear and uncertainty. They said, we can't do this. We can't go to this land. But others didn't deny that the giants were strong, but they preferred to focus on the power of God and said, we can do this. So next time you meet your giant, shift your focus to what Jesus said. All things are possible to him who believes. When you think this way, you will not only giant confidence, but God himself will fight your life battle for you. Yes. What about your finances? Do you know that Jesus tells us not to think about our needs? Pastor Eaton read this scripture. Matthew 6, 25 and then 31 and 32. Jesus said, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Are there not more to life than food and more to the body than clothing? So then, don't worry saying. Don't say. What will we eat? Or what will we drink? or what will we wear? For the uncovered pursue these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Have you noticed that Jesus calls you to stop talking about needs? Interesting. We should not overly occupy our thoughts and make us worry unnecessarily. One day, when I read this Bible passage during a difficult financial period for our family, and my wife came to me with that questions: what we will eat, how we will pay, what we will do. And I said, and I told my wife that we won't talk about our needs any longer. You should have seen her eyes. Of course, we didn't stop talking about these topics completely, but we stopped worrying, stopped focusing on how big our needs are, and shift our focus to how big our God is. Oh, thank you. Really, it helped us very, very much. That month, we received 3 times more money than we usually have, just because we shift our focus. I believe it really helps. Now, whenever we have needs, we sit down, think, talk, and pray, focusing not on how big our needs is, but on how big and great our God is. He knows we have needs, and He wants to bless us according to His riches. And this approach, the focus of our thoughts, helps us to come out of situation victorious. So what should you do to keep your focus? The best exercise to keep your focus on God and not on your problems is to spend time with God every day. Friends, we need this to a very great extent: our spirit, soul, and body. Just think, every day God has made it so that each of us needs to stop and rest through sleep. Our body needs it to stop, like change focus. But why not to take the time before bed or right after waking up to give proper focus to your soul? Those 15 or 30 minutes of prayer and Bible reading will bring great blessing to all areas of your life. Let's find at least 15 minutes daily to read the Bible and pray to shift our focus to Jesus. Also, we have Wednesday services here. And in summertime, Pastor Ron decided to make services which help us to shift our focus to God. Sometimes people say, I am too busy to come to church, I am too busy to pray. No. If you want to be victorious, you need time to shift your focus. To shift your focus. And also memorize the scriptures that are most powerful to you, so that in times of stress you can meditate on them or read them in notes on your phone and refocus your mind. Our victory in life is in what we focus our attention on. Amen. Amen. And I want to pray with you. Can we read again John 3, 14 and 16? And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. and altogether 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Why is Jesus depicted here as a serpent? Why God didn't say Moses to make, for example, a lamb? Why serpent? The serpent is a symbol of devil, of evil. Why? Why Jesus is, why God spoke to Moses, use that symbol? Because the serpent, because God loved us so much that he accepted, or we can say he took upon himself all the evil of the world. A saint one accepted the filth of this world so that we sinners might be saved. That is love. And anyone who looks to him in faith will be saved. Thank you. Can we stay together and pray? Maybe you came here for the first time. I don't know. You don't know me. And thank you for staying to the end. And maybe you feel like you were bitten by the snake and you need Christ. If you receive him, if you accept him, you will be saved. Or maybe you are believer for a long time, but snake came and you feel like you under attack of the enemy. Shift your focus. The power of God comes from the cross. Can I pray in Russian? I will try to speak in English a little bit, but Lord, we are coming to you. Maybe we feel our pain. Maybe we feel like something hurts us. But we know that our healing in you, and we shift our focus to you. We shift our gaze and we receive your power today. Господь, я благодарю Тебя за то, что Ты здесь сейчас. Спасибо за Твое присутствие, которое исцеляет нас, которое здесь, прямо здесь, в этом зале, и Ты прикасаешься к нам. И если кто-то болен здесь, да будет он исцелен. Если кто-то сегодня в грехах, да будет он спасен. Если кто-то сегодня нуждается в освобождении, да будет он освобожден. Мы благодарим Тебя за Твою силу и Твое присутствие. And if you want to receive Jesus, say, God, forgive my sin. I came to you. I need you. Come to my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us for that fantastic message from Pastor Sergei Gorokov. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.